Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Jake Ferguson Show 535. People are saying it might be the best Cowboys player show we've ever had. He joins you every Thursday at 535 here in the Nation. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's your king.
Hey, hey, kids. Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
I'll say this, Lucius knows how to party.
How about that?
We had to fight for the right.
How about that? Thank you to Reliant as well for that. Appreciate that. A guy, by the way, just got a tweet sent to me.
And oh, yeah. By the way.
Tweet from Greg P. He's a Tolo.
What's up, Greg?
He said every year he's Michael Myers. He wears like, here, see, Dawson.
He's that's got a good costume.
He's got the costume. See the costume he's got?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's that kind of stuff did me in. In the 70s, that's what I was done. At that point in time, I said, no more. No more horror movies. Like all those things you're talking about, Saw, all that.
Nah. Haven't seen any of them?
Nah.
It's the way I feel about rom-coms. Totally out.
Really?
I think the man who went up a hill and came down a mountain did it for me.
That was just recently you did that one, didn't it?
No, I think that might be late 90s, dude.
No, but you just watched it recently, didn't you?
Oh, no, I think I might have watched that in the theater with my girlfriend when I was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, what have I done? Never again.
It's when the guy says like something like, something real cheesy. I just can't live without you. I go, ugh.
Yeah.
God.
Yes.
Man up, fam.
What? Can I ask a question? I swear I'll get to the Denver here.
I swear you will.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen in a theater where you walked out and you were just like, what did I just watch?
Hotel Transylvania. It's an animated show. Took Abby there about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And a lot of these cartoon style ones are good. That wasn't the case that day.
How about you, Chief?
I'm trying to think. What was like just an awful...
While you're thinking, Lucius, I know you got yours.
I've walked out of a few movies. Don't remember the name of them whatsoever, but I do remember my... father-in-law is not a fan of Castaway.
Oh, Castaway.
They went to go see that movie when it first came out.
Tom Hanks?
Yeah. And he stormed out of there by grabbing my mother-in-law by the wrist and said, we're out of here. I'm never coming back to another damn movie ever again. He kept his word. He hasn't been back to the movie since.
You sound like my kind of guy.
I was like, what? Oh, what? Five or something?
That was a long time.
I'll do that if someone's crunching popcorn too hard or playing with their straw. Whew, I can't get it out of my ears. Can't focus.
Yeah. I mean,
you still struggling over there?
I am struggling. I remember being in theaters and I was young, but like I thought Nacho Libre sucked.
Oh, did you?
And it turns out that movie's actually all time incredible.
I'll tell you the one that I
did. You suck your teeth at one of the jokes? Like, oh man!
I was like, come on, Jack,
time, bro.
I'll tell you the one that I walked out of and I was like, what did I just do? Lucius, you refer this movie every once in a while. The Royal Tenenbaums.
Hell yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Did you ever see that one?
No.
You never saw
that? Was that Robin Williams?
You got to prep.
That's weed. That's weed.
For that movie to really enjoy it.
Okay.
The Royal Tannenbaums. I watched that
movie. Wow, hell of a cast.
I walked out of that movie, and I'm like, what did I just watch? I don't go to a lot of movies. You guys, that's well documented. My film watching is usually involved with 11 on
football.
11. 11 on 11 guys.
Big beefy boys is what you like to watch.
Yeah.
But just, yeah.
Look at that two technique there.
Just objectifying big dudes.
God. He calls them triple Bs.
Yeah. He said beefy boys, and then he throws down some technique.
Big
look.
Beefy boys.
Big beefy boys. All right, speaking of big beefy boys, pause. Pause.
He must work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, says man who, hey, in the baseball weight room, who's the guy that walks around without his shirt on all the time? Who's that guy?
Just curious. Who's the playmaker in your locker room?
Who's the playmaker?
Who's very comfortable in his own skin?
It's our guy. It's our first baseman that, that guy who we're talking about doesn't like us very much. All right. Mm.
I don't know if he's very comfortable in his own skin. I think that was the main issue there.
That was an issue. All right. This Denver Broncos. This is going to be a true 3-4 front. And then we call that an odd front. The odd would be the 3-4s, the evens are the 4-3s. But this is very, very much similar to like what you would see with what Carolina and how they're going to try and play you with with the defensive lineman that they have, with the true nose tackle, DJ Jones, and then Zach Allen and John Franklin Myers. And I say this because everybody focuses on Nick Benito, and then also too with Cooper, the other edge rusher here, Jonathan Cooper. And those guys are outstanding, no question. The two of the better when it comes to the getting off the football. And you look at the metrics and the times and stuff. These guys attack you off the jump, and it is impressive. That first step explosive quickness. But where I kind of feel like that Dallas... This is where Dallas, I think...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
PNCs apply, in app only. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
And we've talked about this one a bunch. Can neutralize these inside three. And I think if they get Cooper Beebe back, and then with Smith, and then with Booker, I like the matchup inside for the Cowboys. I like the way that they might be able... I think it's going to be really... important in this game, because I believe that Dallas is going to need to throw the football, but I think they're going to need to throw the football by way of Dak Prescott being able to step up in this pocket. And I think that's where, to me, this game will hinge. Dallas, the thing with Allen and Jones and Franklin Myers is they'll run like games and stuff inside. They'll try and twist and stunt, and these guys get up the field. They're not these, as Lucius said, the big beefy guys that just stand around. These guys actually attack the pocket and get into, get up the field and get into gaps, and they disrupt you that way, because they've got these edge rushers that I'm talking about that do a great job getting up the field as well. But this is where this defensive line can give you some problems. But I do like the way that Dallas matches up, and it could be very similar to what we saw against the Green Bay Packers, where it's like we were worried about edge pressure, and they were able to handle the middle. I kind of feel like, though, this is a game where Dallas can do some good things that way with your three versus their three inside, and then figure out, okay, how do you handle Cooper, and then how do you handle Nick Benito? Those are going to be the two outside guys, of course. I do feel like, though, this defense, though, when you watch them play, Alex Singleton, the right inside linebacker, is a really good player.
Friend of the show, right? We had him on a couple years back.
We did have him on a couple years
back. One of the Cowboys to sign him?
Yep, we sure did.
I think he led the league in tackles or something like that.
Yeah, he's around the ball a lot and makes tackles. And the reason why he's so effective is because of the inside guys that they have there. But he will also miss some tackles. Now, I'll say this about the way that Cowboys should attack in this game. I kind of feel like that what Shoddy needs to think about doing is, because the sacks for these guys come mainly on second and third down and not so much first, I'd be interested in throwing the ball early downs. Let me play early downs, and then if I need to run on second and third downs, kind of opposite of how you might play this game. This defense gets you in third down. They're going to bring pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a team that's very balanced when they play man and zone. I mean, almost 50-50 when it comes to that. And a lot of times you get teams like, they're 75%, they're 75% zone, 25% man. No, this team is very, very balanced. But their main pressure downs are second down and third down.
Okay.
So if I'm Brian Schottenheimer, I'm thinking throw early. Don't take this thing into second and nine or second and 10, second and 11, something like that. And I was watching the Colts. These guys played the Colts, and the Colts have got a good offensive line. And they were able to run the ball successfully against this Denver Broncos. This team doesn't give up many of those 10-yard runs. You know, when you go back and break those down, there's not a lot of 10-yard runs, but the Colts had the best success running the football against these guys with Taylor and blocking the front the way they did. And so I'm kind of feeling like, okay, throw the ball early, get yourself in some good situations, and then second down thinking about running the ball, and then even third down thinking about running the ball. But I'm not shying away, by the way, from Patrick Surtain in this game. I'm not.
Okay. How are you attacking him?
I'm attacking him, I think, that because you've got two legitimate guys that can go at him. And I feel like, though, this is a guy, even though that they'll play man coverage, he does give you a little separation coming off the ball. And so I don't think that Vance Joseph is going to travel this game. If he does travel, then he's got to figure out, okay, what am I going to do with the other guy? And who am I going to travel with? Now, maybe he might say, oh, well, early downs I'll travel with Lamb. Third downs I'll travel with George, with Pickens, because we seem to get more of those downfield plays and stuff. But I'm not shying away from throwing the ball at him. And Riley Moss, the other side, he's a quality player too, but he does not move as well as Surtain. So he would be a guy that I would attack. But I do feel like you could go after Surtain a little bit, and because I don't think he's going to travel. And you can kind of set this thing up how you want to go at these. But the Surtain thing is he's a good player. But I think you've got receivers that can go at him and give him a little problem.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when you have a quarterback playing this well and you have those two receivers,
right,
there really isn't a corner in the league that you just feel like,
so.
Oh, I am going to play so scared of you.
I think Dallas is equipped to play this game offensively well against this defense. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh. Now, if you told me that we're like New York Jets game where there was four offensive linemen down, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
I would say, yeah. But I think Shoddy can stay. I think Shoddy can do what he wants to do in this football game with the receivers. And I could also see him taking advantage of with Jake Ferguson as well at the tight end spot.
Have you noticed Jahdae Barron much?
I have not noticed Jahdae Barron much. It's been it's been Waquan McMillan is who's been the guy that's been playing there.
So, oh wow!
A little surprised by that, but yeah, just go after this group a little bit, and if you can control the inside three, let Dak be able to step up. I think they can make some throws, and then maybe some off down runs would be good. Not just first down runs. Think about some second and third down runs here in this game.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. It's time now for football's finest. Eric, where are you taking us?
More looks at the Broncos matchup, plus some stats of the day, and the most relatable thing a quarterback has ever said. That's next here in the Nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels is dealing with a hamstring injury, and his status for Week 8 is uncertain. Meanwhile, Kansas City defensive tackle Omar Norman Lott will miss the remainder of the season with a torn ACL.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.